One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, so get this. You're intrigued by Myrtle's Plantation, right? You know, the whole most haunted place in America thing. But what's the real deal? Just spooky stories, or is there something more there?
Well, that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're going deeper than just those ghost stories. We're really digging into the plantation's history. We're using these excerpts from this article, Myrtle's Plantation, A Legacy of Slavery, Murder, and Hauntings.
Okay, so picture this. Louisiana, 1796. We've got General David Bradford, a figure straight out of the Whiskey Rebellion. Talk about a rebel. He starts this plantation, but here's the thing. He doesn't call it Myrtle's. It's Laurel Grove at first.
And that little detail actually tells us a lot. It shows us how Myrtle's Plantation, just like so many plantations back then, was built by enslaved people. Their stories, which we don't hear enough, are so important to understanding Myrtle's, the real Myrtle's.
It's like we're peeling back layers of time. You start with this, you know, at first glance, idyllic plantation. But knowing what we know now, there's this darkness under the surface.
Exactly. And the further we go in this article, the more those layers peel back. It's more than just dates and names. It's about power, who had it, who didn't, and the human stories, often really tragic ones, that made Myrtle's what it was.
And get this, it gets even more interesting. When the plantation changes hands from General Bradford to his son-in-law, Clark Woodruff, that's when things get really interesting. That's where we start hearing about those more, shall we say, sensational stories. Affairs, betrayals, and murder, of course.
That shift from Bradford to Woodruff, that's important. It's like a new chapter in the Myrtle story is beginning. And the stories we hear, they're about to get even more intertwined with all the complexities of the time.
And no story is more connected to Myrtle's than Chloe's story. Maybe you've heard whispers about her, but get ready, we're diving deep into what made her a legend. So, Chloe, an enslaved woman whose story is everywhere at Myrtle's. But to really get her, we gotta go past the ghost story part, right? Back to her time.
Absolutely. And, you know, the article mentions this supposed affair between Chloe and Clark Woodruff. But even saying affair, it's tricky, right? We have to think about the power dynamic. She's enslaved.
Yeah.
Whatever was happening wasn't on equal footing.
Right. Such a crucial point. Not a relationship of equals at all. And the article talks about how Woodruff tries to distance himself, leaving Chloe worried, obviously, about her place on the plantation, her safety even.
Imagine the fear. The source mentions her eavesdropping, trying to get any info she can, trying to have some control in a situation where she has almost none.
Awful. And it gets worse, right? He catches her listening in, and to punish her, he cuts off her ear. It's a chilling detail, and it just screams about how brutal things were for enslaved people.
Exactly. There was no justice, only survival. This leads to Chloe, in desperation, baking that cake, you know, the one with poison. She wanted to make the family sick so she could nurse them back, get back on their good side. A desperate, desperate plan.
And this is where it gets really tragic. Sarah Woodruff, Clark's wife, and their two kids, they eat the cake and die.
Chloe's plan backfired so horribly. She tries to run naturally, but they catch her. And this is what gets me. According to the article, other enslaved people on the plantation are the ones who hang her. Just goes to show you the complexity, how layered everything was, even in tragedy.
Wow. Chloe's story, even with the gaps, it really lays bare the human cost at the heart of Myrtle's.
And even if ghosts aren't your thing, it's impossible not to feel that, right? She represents all those lives connected to the plantation, a reminder of the stories that deserve to be told, remembered.
Hers is definitely the most famous story, but this article, it talks about other spooky stuff at Myrtle's. There's that unsolved murder, William Winter. a lawyer, met his end on the grounds.
Like a true crime story waiting to be solved. Found shot dead right on the front porch. The mystery around his death just makes Myrtle's even more intriguing.
Makes you realize how common violence was back then, even among the supposed elite. But the violence at Myrtle's wasn't always, you know, of the living kind. The article also talks about children haunting the place, probably tied to Sarah and her kids' deaths.
It adds this whole other layer of sadness to the place, ghost or no ghost. To think about innocent lives lost like that, it's heavy.
You can't help but feel it. And then you've got the haunted mirror. Like, come on, that's classic horror movie stuff.
Mirrors. They've always been kind of mysterious. Reflecting us, but also that thought of what else might be there lurking. At Myrtle's, it's like the mirror is a window, you know, showing glimpses of the past.
So we've got Chloe, a mysterious murder, ghostly children, a haunted mirror. It's like every corner of Myrtle's has its own unsettling story. But there's one more from the article that stuck with me. The Phantom Butler.
Oh, yes. The butler. He's a haunting reminder of all the unseen people who worked at places like Myrtle's, forever tied to the place, still working, even in death.
It's both creepy and kind of sad, right? It makes you realize that the stories of the enslaved people, the workers, they matter just as much as the plantation owners, maybe even more, if we want to really get Myrtle's. You think about all those people, the ones we don't hear about, and their lives at a place like Myrtle's. It's their stories that really paint the picture, not just the big names and dates, you know?
Exactly. And that's what makes Myrtle's so captivating, right? It's a connection to the past. A place where you can almost, I don't know, feel the presence of those who were there before.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. It's not frozen in time. I mean, Myrtle's today, it's a bed and breakfast, a museum. People can sleep there.
Whoa, I was just thinking that. Knowing all this, would you spend the night there? It's one thing to read these stories, but to actually be there in those rooms.
It's a tough question, right? And it gets to a bigger point. How do we deal with these places responsibly? Places like Myrtle's. How do we enjoy the spooky side, but also remember the serious history, the legacy of slavery, you know? It's all connected.
It's a tough one for sure. Myrtle's is more than just bricks and mortar, right? It's like this living history, changing how we understand the past.
Exactly. It helps us see history in a new way, to connect with people from so long ago. Ghosts or no ghosts, it makes you think. It makes you ask questions, and it reminds us that the past never really leaves us.
We started looking for ghosts, and yeah, we found the stories, but we also found something more, a deeper understanding of the past, how complicated it was, and the power those old stories still have on us.
Myrtle's Plantation reminds us that history is about people, and sometimes their lives, their stories, they stick around in ways we can't always explain.
Makes you wonder, what would those walls say if they could talk? Something to think about.
Definitely. Look deeper. Listen for those whispers from the past and try to understand history in a way that respects everyone's experience.
Well said. This deep dive has been chilling, eye-opening, and we've got a lot to think about. Thanks for exploring this with us, and we'll see you next time.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.